Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
And here he is, Jay Smash in the building, all 19 years of age.
Yes.
How would you go about introducing yourself, Jay?
Okay, I'm Jay Smash. My real name is Oone Rubengo. I'm from Limpopo in a small town called Makado, which is in Venda.
Dope.
So, yeah, Jay Smash is a DJ and a producer.
So when did this kind of all begin, this this musical career and musical journey of yours?
This musical career began in when I was still in high school. I was like in grade 9. That's when I started like producing, and I was part of a group called Ghost Gang. And then I was the producer.
Cool.
But things didn't work out, you know. And then I felt like I still wanted to do more and like be more on stage and with people. So I just actually decided to be a DJ and a producer. So that, okay, I can go out whenever I want. Because the problem was that at some point, you couldn't go to an event because one person couldn't go and it stopped you from being out there. So I was just like, okay, I can actually just do this on my own and be out there and pursue my dreams.
But I mean, it's quite a process to go about the business of kind of making sort of, you know, a career in music. How have you kind of gone about that and turning it into a profession versus just a hobby?
To me, it's a profession. It's not a hobby because right now I'm actually also going to school for the music.
Cool.
Because I actually finished my matric last year, but I felt like I should just do more and pursue more and just to learn more about the music industry, because to me, it's just not a hobby.
Mm.
It's also a career, but I enjoy doing this. It doesn't actually feel like a career. Is just something fun to me, you know. It's just something that I like doing, and it's more fun to me right now. So I felt like I should just go with something that I love and something that I'll work hard towards, rather than just going to do something that I don't like just to impress maybe my parents or somebody else. So I just followed my dreams, and then it worked out.
Very, very cool. And when you say worked out, what's been your sort of career highlight thus far? Because you worked with some cool people. Zuchi's on the list there. Big Star, some really cool kids.
Yes. So that's the thing that I'm talking about. Like at 18, actually at 17, I've already worked with people like Ginger Trill.
Yeah.
When I was in Matric last year, I had a track with Airy, Zuchi, Flame. And I've worked with people like Tweezy, Maraza, Yanga, and still more that I worked with, because I'm working actually on an EP. That's called The Rise of a King. So I've worked with actually most of the artists that I actually wanted to work with maybe in like the next 3-4 years, but I was lucky enough to work with them at an early stage.
So, so cool. Hanging out with Jay Smash, we got a track of yours now we're going to play. And producer Palesa, you said to me, even you don't even know how to guide me on this one as to what it's called. What is the name of this track?
Okay, so the name of the track is called Ivani Ndirani, right?
Yeah.
Ivani Ndirani is a Venda word that means get out of my way. So it's called Ivani Ndirani. It features Tweezy, Maraza, and Yanga. It
doesn't feature Vomakadzi on this song, huh? It's just Tweezy and... Okay, no Vomakadzi.
No, there's no Vomakadzi in the track.
All right. Jay Smash, hanging out with him. More on the other side of this.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Hanging out with Jay Smash on Kelman on Cliff Central. We're going to touch base with him a little bit more in a second. Hey, listen real quick. David Beckham is many things. World famous footballer, father, style icon, and the man who made tattoos mainstream. He's also refined and cool, like his own Whiskey Haig Club man. It's about changing the game, breaking the rules, and doing things differently. Gareth Cliff had an unconventional, unradio conversation with David Beckham about Haig Club Man, his family, being an entrepreneur, and breaking the rules. You can download the podcast now on cliffcentral.com. Haig Club Man is not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. All right, and still in the building, hanging out with Jay Smash. So talk to me for a second about what the big dream is here, bro. What's the goal? You're 19. You have your whole life ahead of you. You've got your whole career ahead of you. What is your vision for yourself?
My vision is to become like the best DJ in the world. Like I am more about making good music. I just want to be that DJ that's known for connecting artists that actually can't work together, because at some point, like, artists themselves, like, there's that kind of pride that, okay, I can't go to this guy and ask for a feature. So we are here to actually make those features happen. I'm here to connect American artists, African artists, artists all over the world. That's my dream. I want to put artists all over the world into tracks and make good music that people couldn't get because of those kind of situations.
My dream
is just to make good music.
I dig it. It's a great dream to have. And so what does the rest of the year hold musically for you?
Okay, so I'm going to drop an EP titled The Rise of a King. The Rise of a King is basically talking about me rising from Limpopo, a place where I never had inspiration. There was nobody that inspired me when I grew up because there were no big artists that I could be like, I look up to that guy. That inspires me. So it's just me telling the story of how I grew up from a person without inspiration to a person that inspires other people.
I take it.
So that's what it's all about. I'm going to drop visuals this year, and there's great things that I'm going to do also.
So, so cool. And if you want to be part of that journey, how do we connect with you on social media?
Okay, on Instagram is at jsmash_SA. On Twitter is jsmash_SA. Also on Facebook is jsmash. On YouTube, jsmash_SA.
So, so cool. Well, Jay Smash, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, listen, it's just less than 1 month to go before, in a couple of days now, actually, before Chance the Rapper performs live in South Africa. Catch him along with Shane Eagle, Nadia Nakai, and Frank Casino at the Castle Light Unlocks concert at the Ticket Pro Dome in Joburg. It's all happening on the 30th of April, and the next day is a public holiday, so there's no reason to miss out. Get your tickets now at CompuTicket for the Castle Light Unlocks concert. You don't want to miss this hashtag Castle Light Unlocks exclusive. More KOCC action next. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.